Welcome to a new episode of the Prezi Podcast. I'm Corinne from Prezi.expert, or simply Prezi. Joining me today is Horst, one of our senior executive partners. Today, we're looking at how Prezi helps mid-sized manufacturing companies in the DACH region when the engine starts sputtering and the usual management levers fail to catch. Horst, great to have you here.
Hi, Corinne. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our chat, even if we're talking about those moments that usually don't get CEOs much to laugh about.
Let's dive right into that. Your slogan is Decision Clarity for Greater Success, but I find your term mission control much more intriguing. Bring our listeners up to speed. You won't find that in a classic MBA textbook. What's the story behind it?
Fortunately not. We deliberately use an image that immediately clicks in your mind. Imagine your company as an ongoing space mission. Everything has launched, the destination is clear, maybe the next revenue milestone, but somewhere halfway there, a red light suddenly starts flashing on the dashboard, and then another.
So it's not a complete greenfield restart, but rather you're already flying at Mach 3 and suddenly notice the engines sound a bit rough?
Exactly. And in those situations, you need someone who looks at the instruments from the outside, takes the panic out of the room, connects the dots, and pushes the right buttons. That's exactly what we mean by mission control.
That helps enormously. So, casually speaking, who exactly are you the radio team for?
At our core, we are the mission control for companies when results are taking a nosedive, or when workload levels are either massively overwhelming or severely underwhelming the organization. And, of course, when structure and culture simply clash and internal friction blocks everything.
So, exactly when the board report suddenly contains more excuses than solid numbers, and you realize something is seriously off track.
Spot on. And that's where Prezi.expert combines multidimensional analysis with expert consulting, realistic strategies, and, most importantly, hands-on operational implementation. We are three senior executive partners who know from personal experience what real responsibility feels like when you're the last one to turn off the lights in the office. We work personally with our clients on their issues, direct and eye to eye.
And you don't just bring a pretty theoretical framework to the table.
No, not at all. We're talking about over 100 years of effective leadership experience, combined with state-of-the-art knowledge. With this, we actively support manufacturing companies in the DACH region. And what's really important to me, the partners themselves do the work at the client site. We don't send out fresh-faced juniors in suits to earn their spurs by asking smart questions while the house is on fire. We do it personally.
That's a strong signal. Let's make this tangible. You mentioned when results take a nosedive. What does that actually mean on the harsh reality of the shop floor?
It means, for example, the CFO suddenly needs a lot of coffee because EBIT is turning negative. Customers are threatening to pull volumes. Delivery performance is in freefall. Quality is shaky, and lead times are exploding. What you actually need right now are fast and highly effective measures. But at the same time, the organization is already stretched to the absolute limit, merely managing the shortages.
So it's the moment you realize there's a fire in the engine room and on the bridge simultaneously.
Exactly. And at that point, just turning one tiny screw simply won't cut it anymore.
The second case was workload overwhelms the organization. Too much or too little work?
Both are toxic. This can happen during extreme growth, but just as easily during a lack of orders. With rapid growth, HR, IT, and processes simply can't keep up. You end up with a massive project logjam. Leaders are running on fumes, and structures that used to work fine suddenly collapse. Complexity grows faster than the ability to manage it cleanly.
That's fascinating because most people just think of overtime when they hear overwhelmed, but underutilization can blow up the system just as easily.
Absolutely. If expensive structures suddenly can't be sustained due to a lack of orders, it eats up the margin before the product even hits the loading dock. Both scenarios can throw an organization massively off balance.
And then there's this third point. Structure and culture no longer align, That sounds like a typical consultant buzzword, but in reality, it's often extremely tough to fix, right?
Yes. It feels like driving with the handbrake on. On the outside, the facade might still look shiny, but internally, the organization and roles no longer match market demands. You get nasty communication breakdowns and culture clashes, and those block any necessary change. Then you lack clarity, execution power, and above all, speed. Everyone is incredibly busy, but nothing moves forward.
You usually only notice that when market pressure rises. You use a pretty powerful image for this. Your company is like Apollo 13. That's quite a statement.
Yes, but the image helps a lot of people grasp the situation immediately. The mission is actually underway. You're en route, maybe even on final approach just short of the goal. And then something goes wrong. Houston, we have a problem. That is exactly the reality. KPIs tip over, delivery reliability and quality come under massive pressure. The site is suddenly under strict observation by the corporate parent. Aborting isn't an option, but closing your eyes and just flying on isn't either.
The image lands perfectly. In this analogy, who exactly is the mission owner?
Those are the owners, the executive board, or the advisory board. They're the ones who initiate, define, and enable. They set the goal and the scope of the mission, fix the mandate, and crucially, approve the budget.
And Prezi.expert then takes over the radio as mission control.
Exactly. We analyze, prioritize, and steer, but not alone in a quiet little room. We do it together with a task force and the key people in the company. We tackle the real root causes, not just the symptoms. We develop realistic solutions, define the roadmap, and coordinate the hard execution.
And the mission crew, that's the people inside the company, on the ground.
Correct. Plant management, executives, maybe interim managers too. They realize, enable, and optimize. They implement the solution using their expertise, anchor it in the day-to-day operations, and ultimately keep the company stable. Our common goal is to work with the mission owner and crew to get the battered spaceship back into a stable orbit. And in the end, the management and crew stand as the heroes who pulled off the turnaround.
Great keyword. We all know those impressive 100-page consultant presentations that end up quietly gathering dust in a drawer. There's often a huge gap between strategy and real impact. How do you bridge that?
By rolling up our sleeves and genuinely understanding the different perspectives. PowerPoint battles without accountability or frantic actionism without a concept get no one anywhere. Instead, we build the bridge to success. With controlled precision, we combine solid, hard-hitting analysis and expert consulting with uncompromising execution right on site, at the machine.
So, not just talking smart about what should be done, but actually ensuring it happens, a bit like a rattling car. The driver has gotten used to the noise, but a mechanic listening from the outside knows immediately the fan belt is about to snap.
Yes, that nails it perfectly. Operational blindness is human when you're drowning in day-to-day business. From the outside, you often see much faster where the real problem lies. We make problems ruthlessly visible, develop clear roadmaps, and help shoulder the responsibility during implementation. We arrive without internal political baggage or vested interests. We bring experience, methodology, and an absolute will to execute. And we work where it counts, on the shop floor, in direct exchange with everyone involved.
Let's look at how someone brings you on board. You've structured your services into sequential modules, so you don't have to sign up for the Platinum subscription right away.
Right. Our services build on each other systematically. This extremely minimizes the risk for the client, allowing them to step in gradually.
Let's start at the beginning. Module 1, quick, the daily check. A condensed reality check for the executive suite? What actually happens there?
If you want to call it that, it's 2 half-days with the executive board and a half-day for preparation. We sift through the key metrics, listen very carefully, and clear the fog. Is it about earnings, utilization, or structure? At the end, we deliver a classification, an initial target picture, and a crystal-clear recommendation for the next steps. This gives decision-makers a neutral external assessment and cuts through the jungle of daily business.
And if you realize, okay, there's half a mountain hidden in that fog, you move on to basic, the one-week analysis.
Exactly. That's 1 week, including 3 to 4 hard tacking right on site, plus offline preparation. We conduct targeted interviews and analyze structures, processes, and the organization. The result is an in-depth analysis of the action areas, an initial cost-benefit estimate, and a truly robust foundation for deciding how to proceed.
Understood. So no longer a superficial glance, but real substance. And then it gets even more concrete.
Yes. Then comes the transition to professional, the one-month sprint. Here we move from theory into an actionable roadmap. We jointly develop a custom time schedule with hard, smart goals and run a pilot, so we prove that our concept actually survives contact with reality. At the end, there's a clear view of the future, documented pilot results, and leaders empowered through targeted coaching.
So up to this point, we're talking about high-end conceptualization and piloting, but long-term implementation doesn't just happen by magic.
Exactly. That's what the intensive support in the Enterprise Interim Management module is for. This is where we dive deep into active implementation with a high on-site presence. We deliver measurable results, firmly anchor the changes in the culture, and transfer our know-how to the internal management. That's how we finally close the gap between theory and practice. In the end, everyone truly benefits.
Let's stay with the name for a second. Prezi sounds almost like a made-up acronym. What's actually in it?
A bit of everything that defines us. PRE stands for Prezi Precision, meaning Prezi Precise Analyses and Clear Roadmaps. R for Real Change, because we don't want any alibi transformations. E for Executive, because we work eye to eye with top management and know this perspective well from our own experience. C for Consulting, meaning structured approaches and methodologies. And I for Interim Management, ensuring changes are anchored sustainably. The .expert at the end stands for our up-to-date practical knowledge and combined experience.
Then let's talk about the people behind Prezi. You're not some anonymous army. Who are you?
Prezi.expert is a compact, highly specialized team. 3 permanent senior executive partners, an internal quality assurance, our own internal mission control, so to speak, and other experienced partners from our network who complement us perfectly. The 3 core partners bring together over 100 years of experience from successful projects in mid-sized manufacturing. And again, because it's so important, we don't send juniors. We show up personally and add real value to the project. Class over mass.
So, small enough to be direct and agile, and experienced enough to deliver real substance. Where do you apply the leverage in terms of content? What are your core competencies?
The levers are diverse but focused. It's about turnaround and transformation when there's a real fire, about restructuring and reorganization to rebuild viable structures, about operations and performance, meaning hard productivity gains right on the shop floor, and also feasibility checks, because the most beautiful PowerPoint idea is useless if it can't be implemented in the factory hall.
And what about areas like HR? That's often just smiled at as pure personnel administration.
An expensive mistake. That's exactly where we also apply leverage. For us, HR and organization design are absolute transformation engines, not purely administrative topics. HR should be, just like IT, quality, finance, or sales, an internal service provider, not just a guardian of rules or a isolated soloist. Add to that change management and leadership to stabilize organizations during these painful change processes. We also handle program and project implementation, executive coaching, and bring our deep industry and mid-market expertise to the table. We speak our clients' language from the workbench to the boardroom.
Sounds strong. Though, to be fair, in the highly competitive consulting market, every second person claims that.
True. Paper and websites are patient, and that's why external recognition is a relevant benchmark. Besides our more than 100 years of experience in rescue projects, we have received prestigious awards for which we are very grateful and which you don't just get for pretty slides. Interim Manager of the Year in Turnaround, awarded by the umbrella organization German Interim Management, Entrepreneur of the Year by the BMWM, 12 SME and Innovation Awards, Top 100 Innovator, plus a PhD in Mechanical Engineering, cleverly combined with knowledge in other critical disciplines.
That's an impressive list. With all this C-level experience, is there an internal compass? Ironclad principles you work by?
Yes, absolutely. Four very simple but uncompromising principles. First, facts before interpretation. Numbers don't lie. Second, clarity before complexity. We speak plain English and don't play bullshit bingo. Third, execution before slides. And fourth, involvement before enforcement. Because without the acceptance of the team on the ground, we won't gain a single inch in the end.
That sounds extremely clear. But ultimately, for executive management, only one thing counts. Does it pay off financially? Do you have a solid track record for that?
Yes, definitely. We're talking about leadership experience up to C-level, managing spans of control up to over 700 employees. We achieve a real ROI of 2 to 4 per year at the project level. And we have rescued crisis projects, nearing insolvency, prevented closures at the last minute, and realized tangible turnarounds. Those are hard, measurable successes.
A question on many companies' minds in the era of new work. How much do you do on-site, and how much is remote? Do you block the coffee machine 5 days a week?
Only if the coffee is excellent. So, seriously, effectiveness is created where the people are. That's why we are on site a lot, to feel the culture, build trust, grasp the true situation, and closely accompany the execution. We use remote work specifically for efficiency, deepening analyses, drafting concepts, coordinating. It's always about where it brings the most value. For example, it could well be that in the Enterprise Interim Management module, we aren't permanently on site 5 days a week. Depending on the roadmap, it's often enough to set the right impulses and closely guide the team. That might mean 3 days every 2 weeks. After all, the company is supposed to manage it itself eventually, not become dependent on us.
Though not presence for the sake of presence, but targeted where it creates real impact. If you had to summarize the entire process briefly as an elevator pitch, what's the sequence?
In 4 clear steps. First, make the invisible visible through ruthless analysis. Second, develop a target picture that sets the direction. Third, create a roadmap and run a pilot as a proof of concept to rigorously test its effectiveness. And fourth, guide the implementation to ensure sustainable success.
Very precise. But who exactly is Prezi.expert a fit for? Are you the fire brigade for absolutely every company?
No, we're highly specialized. We work for SMEs, independent plants, mid-sized groups, and corporate subsidiaries that have major decision-making autonomy, and always in the manufacturing industry. Typical industries include plastics processing, mechanical and plant engineering, automotive, defense, and passenger transport. Primarily in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
And are there scenarios where you openly say, guys, we're not a fit?
Yes, absolutely. We do not do pure vacancy coverage without a change mandate. Pure IT implementation projects are also not our focus, and we're an absolute mismatch if it's not the manufacturing industry. If you program software or sell insurance, we're simply the wrong people.
Clear statement. Horst, thank you for this deep dive. That was very open and refreshingly concrete. One final question to wrap up. What advice would you give to a CEO or owner who's driving right now, listening, and painfully nodding along to some of these situations?
I would say, don't wait until your spaceship is so far off course that oxygen is running low and you irretrievably leave orbit. The very first signs, that quiet, uneasy feeling in your gut that the engine isn't running smoothly, that is exactly when external clarity works fastest and cheapest. It's not about turning everything inside out by Monday, it's about getting a sound external perspective to make the right decisions. A quick check, an open conversation often clears the fog. Act before the market acts for you.
An excellent final word, and I'd like to underline that directly. Dear listeners from the C-suite, take a moment. If the instruments in your cockpit are just starting to flash, don't wait for the impact. Bring mission control on board for greater success, more clarity, and a secure future. Horst, thank you for your time, your clear words, and the exciting insights.
My pleasure,
Karen.
It was a lot of fun.
And thank you all for tuning in. See you next time on the Prezi Podcast.